few weeks ago, I published a book. It was a girl I've carried quietly for most of my life. But after the launch, once the dust settled and the congratulations faded, I felt something I didn't expect. The need to find proof that I once dreamt this. You see, I remembered when I was 14, I wrote in a journal that I wanted to become an author one day. So I went looking for it. Not for content, but because I felt this ache to go back and meet the version of me, the boy who started all this. So I searched everywhere. Drawers, weathered storage boxes, dusty containers that still carried a faint smell of teenage years. I didn't know why it mattered so much, but it did. When I finally found the old journal, I thought I'd feel proud. But I felt quiet, like I just opened the door to a nostalgic room in myself I hadn't visited in years. As I sat there reading his writing, I couldn't help but murmur in awe. That boy was so full of fire, so fierce in his hope, so optimistic in his stride, so passionate in his words. He didn't just want to do things in his life when he grew up, he wanted them to mean something someday. And I realized I've done so many things since then, achieved so many things, but honestly, I don't know if I've always carried and lived with that kind of fire since I left that room. Not because I gave up, but because I grew up. Because life teaches you how to carry yourself rather than your fire. To fit in, to quiet the parts of yourself that feel too much, to extinguish. If I hadn't written it down, I think I would have forgotten that boy ever existed. And maybe that's the point of writing, of reflecting, not to share or post or publish, but to remember. Because as we grow older, so much slips away unnoticed, but the page holds what we no longer do. That night, I sat with the old journal open on my lap, and I just read slowly and softly. Occasionally, I glanced at my recently published book right next to my old journal. At that moment, I thought to myself what Albert Camus once said, "A man's work is nothing but the slow track to rediscover through the detours of art. The great simple things in whose presence his heart first opened." And somewhere through this reflection, I saw the boy again. The boy who carried fire. And this time he looked back at me with a smile.